Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When the Apostle Paul was on his third missionary journey, probably on his return trip to Corinth, he wrote a letter to his fellow Christians in Rome. He had never been to Rome, but for some time he had planned to visit this imperial city. We know that he had a number of close friends who lived there. Listen carefully to his opening in this letter to the Romans.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, to all who are in Rome, loved by God, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For I want very much to see you, so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, to be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine.
Note again Paul's purpose in wanting to visit his fellow believers in Rome, to be mutually encouraged. In other words, even though Paul was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that when he taught and encouraged other believers, they in turn would teach and encourage him. Actually, Paul's experience gives us a powerful truth that applies to all of us. No matter what our position in the body of Christ, we all need each other in order to grow in our faith. You see, even though I'm a pastor and a teacher, I need other Christians in my life to help me become more like Jesus Christ. Here's a principle to live by. Regardless of their positions, spiritual leaders are to function as members of the body of Christ who all need one another in order to continue to mature in Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.